Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yud Ches Ein Amakir Shekoy Kohanim Rashi Lekoyz Kohanim Asher Yichle Piyatziva Omen Shoynim Acha Bechaz Moidin. In other words, after Bechaz Toiv Shim Chalachonu Elohoydes, the Makir should not stop calling the Kohanim till the Tziva has finished answering Omen. This goes by the majority of the Tziva. If somebody's stretching out his Omen, you don't have to wait for it. Ben a Kohanim Rashi Lekoyz Bechaz Asher Kishon Mitzvah Shal Aaron Asher Yichle Diba Kriyas Koyanin Piyakoyri. And the Koyanin should not start their bracha until the one who's calling them up should finish saying the word Koyanin. Viacha Shabicha Koyanin, Ashakishon Mitzvah Shal Aaron, Einu Rashim Lahasal Viorecha Chavach Yichla, Ipikola Tzibur. Here it's not telling the Roif, it's telling the entire Tzibur. They should not stay the Bichas Koyanin until everybody finishes their Omein, because we want them all to be able to get the bracha. So, like the lotion of the Mechaba, that the Nepiat Tziba, Kol Tziba, Omen Shoinim Acha Bechaz Hashem Kishon Mitzvah Shal Aaron. Wait till everybody finishes the Omen that they said on the bracha, the Kohanim said before the mitzvah and the actual Bechaz Kohanim. V'chein Einu Rashoim Lahaschel B'teva Asher Tichla Tziba Atevim Pia Makir. The one who's saying Virechacha before them, they have to wait till he finishes what he's saying, and then they should say after him Virechacha and all the words. V'en Tziba Oinim Omen Asher Tichla Bracha Mipia Kohanim. Also, the tzibur should not say Amen on the Bechaz Kohanim till the Kohanim finish completely each bracha. As the Ramah, v'lo yaschilu Kohanim ribayin olamim ad shetich l'omim pi atzibur. The Kohanim should not say this tefillah ribayin olamim till the tzibur say Amen. The Shabur brings the Achreinim question this halacha because the Maisa, they never say the ribayin olamim till they turn their faces around. They don't turn their faces around till after the Shatz starts in Shalom. So there's really no situation that this would be no gear.